This book is being published in 12 volumes.
Yes.
Yale University. I think you're familiar. Yale University in the United States.
Yeah.
They have already placed advanced order for all these volumes.
We are translating the Srimad Bhagavatam and other Vedic literature. You have seen the sample, original verse, word to word meaning, then translation, then giving a perspective. Yeah.
What is the parampara from Chaitanya?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yes. The six Goswamis.
Yes.
Rupa Sanatana, Bhakta Raghuna, Sri Gopal Bhakta, Dasa Raghuna. The six Goswamis. Then from the Goswamis, there is Srinivas Acharya. And from Srinivas, then from him, I think this Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. And then Naktam Das Thakur, then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, then Jagannath Das Babaji, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, then my Guru Maharaj, next we are. I am the 10th or 11th, 11th.
11th.
From Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes, and you have come to tell
the
round pieces to the
quest
now?
Yeah, I've come several times.
Yes, but this time.
This time, yes. Just to see my centers. I have got.
This is your parish.
Yes.
Parish
time. Yes.
And from where you were in the south?
Gandhi.
Yes, yeah, before.
Four years. And this is your first visit to this center?
No, this is the fourth visit.
Okay, every year.
Yes. Last year also I came, I installed the DT.
You now come right from Vrindavan or?
Yes, I am coming from Vrindavan, of course, via Delhi, then Rome.
Rome.
Then Geneva, then Paris, then I shall go to Frankfurt, and from there I shall go to Sydney, Australia.
Oh, this is
lovely. Yes, sir. We have the Rathiyatra Festival. You've heard of this festival from Jagannath Puri.
Yes.
We have this festival in very big, in the same scale, in Australia, London, San Francisco, Chicago.
Where is that poster? Australia?
And in all these cities, we're joined in San Francisco, there are 10,000 people who come, at least, every year, to help pull the carts and chant Hare Krishna.
In Chicago also.
Chicago.
Philadelphia. There we are. Rath Yatra. This is the
for Melbourne, Australia. Rampayasa. Parade, picture of the parade last
year. Last year.
No, this year, they are at the back.
Yes.
Which is to come.
Yeah. Yes.
This is a post that has to do this sense for Frankfurt.
Yes.
Next week.
This is German language.
In the vicinity of France.
Yes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted. You understand little Bengali? Do you
understand?
A Bengali words. Prithivite ase jato nagaradi gram. Sarvatra prachar hoire mor naam. Prithivite. This is Sanskrit. All over the world. Ache, there are, jato, as many, nagaradi gram, nagar, towns, cities, yes, villages, sarvatra, everywhere, prachar, propaganda, or publicity, prachar, hoive, there will be, more now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name. So, now it is being so. All over the world we have got branches. And they know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna movement means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, that is being now propagated. Prithivite ase jato nagaradi gram. Sarvatra prachar hoive mor naam. He predicted, and by his great will, it is being propagated.
How many shishyas?
We have got about 100 branches, and each branch, there are not less than 25 up to 250. So, average if you take 100, then it is 10,000. Yes, 10,000. Yes. And all of them are young, within 30. So, and they are trying to understand the philosophy very nicely. Even these girls, she knows, in India, even the big learned scholars, they are, Indian scholars, they are surprised when some of my, the students, young students, girls and boys, were speaking in Navadvipa.
Have you been to India?
Not all.
Not all. Summer. We have a very big center in Mayapur.
Navadvi. The best place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I have been in Navadvi.
I see.
Long ago, 1936.
1936. Did you see my Guru Maharaj?
No.
No. He passed away in 1936. In December. In December.
My Bhakti. Probably he was one of the.
He was you. Bhakti Siddhanta Saras. That is the photograph. He's Guru Maharaj.
He's
Guru Maharaj.
And so?
Yes, this is parampara. Even parampara prapam imam rajasayo bilu. Bhagavad Gita. Find out.
And how do you? It was one of the Jewish spoke about Ramanuja.
Yes, Ramanuja. Okay. He belongs to the Sri Sampradaya.
Okay.
Yes. So.
But there is a connection.
Oh yes. All the Vaishnava acharyas are connected. Ramanucharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbar. So, we belong to Madhvacharya.
To?
Madhvacharya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu belong to Madhvacharya. Madhvacharya was direct disciple of Vyasadeva. And by parampara, Madhavendra Puri. Then from Madhavendra Puri, Ishwar Puri. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Ishwar Puri as a spiritual man. So we belong to this Madhvacharya Sampradaya. Madhvacharya Sampradaya or Brahma Sampradaya. The Sampradaya, the disciplic succession, is coming from Lord Brahma. Brahma's disciple is Narada. Narada's disciple is Vyasadeva. And Vyasadeva's disciple is Madhvacharya. And from Madhvacharya, Madhavendra Puri, Ishwar Puri, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we are Chaitanya.
One of you mentioned, because I made this translation of the first, the beginning of the Srivasa, Ramanuja.
Acha, Srivasa Bhagavad Gita?
No, the Srivasa, the writer from
Vedas,
Brahmasutra.
Brahmasutra, right.
Unfortunately, it is out of print. You can read it in the library, but unfortunately, it is a translation of the first one, 150 pages with the text and.
Aye. Just like we do text and chance the tradition.
The text is in Nagar.
There are synonyms in your translation.
Is
it synonym for the
word?
It's
imbalance. The style here.
Translation
and
notes. But some of
this
is in the notes.
And also, can you see in the notes? When the
you're teaching a course now?
I finished. Yeah,
you were teaching a course.
Not on Ramanuja. At all.
What was the name of the course?
He was teaching
in Ramanuja. In Geneva.
The teaching is the 10th temple of Ramanuja.
Yes. It was one of the other courses. But I am retired. And it's there to come.
So, comparative philosophy, Mayavad, Advaitavad, Daitava, Vishishta Daita.
Vishishta
Daita. Which of them you like?
What?
Or you remain simply student?
Mm-hmm.
You remain neutral? Or you like some pleasant?
I try to be objective, but not neutral. I have more personal affinity with Shankara or with Ramanuja than with Shankara.
Sir, Ramanuja?
Personal attraction.
Yes. I've written another book on Shankara and Ramanuja compared. The notions of Brahman and Atman, both in Shankara and Ramanuja. That one is not it's called in French, absolutely.
But Shankaracharya has accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. Sa Bhagavan Sayang Krishna, Devaki Putra. He has written like that in his comment on Bhagavad Gita. Yes. So, and all the acharyas, Vaishnava acharyas, they accept Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So practically, among the authorities of Indian acharyas, everyone accepts Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ramanujacharya has written his Bhāṣya on Bhagavad Gita. Yes.
And Shankara also.
Ramanuja has not written Shankara has written. Sarilag Bhāṣya Vedānta Sutra. He has written comment on Bhagavad Gita.
And Ramanuja.
Ramanuja. Also Siddhāsāni. Siddhāsāni he has written. He belongs to Vishnu Sāni Sampradaya. And our Gaudiya Vaishnava, Vishwanath Chakravarti, he has written comments. And Baladev Vidyabhushan, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. There are 10 tikas.
This is published.
Yes.
But is it printed?
It's printed in Japan.
In Japan.
We have our publishing house in New York.
This is the second volume of the first.
Yes. This is second. Adilila.
Yeah.
You're familiar with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy?
Yes. You see, they started Sanskrit and Indian studies 1929.
He has been in India several times.
Many times.
What did he say, generally?
In several places, but mainly in Calcutta.
Calcutta.
Mainly in Calcutta. But in many other places too.
Calcutta where?
The park mentions Parsis.
Parsis Street.
Near the Asiatic Society.
Asiatic Society.
Not far.
Yes, I know that. It is just on the junction of Park Street and Cholangi. Calcutta is my birthplace. Yes. Or our former relatives, they are in Calcutta.
Even now?
Yes.
I think the situation is better now.
Yes.
Improving.
Little better.
Because my last visit there was in 1970, and it was the worst moment.
Yes.
But I hear that it is
improved. Just near that Asiatic Society, we held our Hare Krishna festival in front of, I think, the museum. It was very successful. Daily, 30,000 people at assembly.
This year?
God conscious. But the leaders suppressing. This is the present position. The leaders are more or less communists. And they are suppressing their natural outflow. And that is the position now.
I think that nowadays situation in Calcutta is at least in Calcutta. It's better. You would not have the same kind of difficulties this year, I suppose.
No, it is easier now. 1970-69, there was no security. When you go out, there is no security whether you come back.
Yes.
You are at the time there?
No. I arrived
in Bombay when that was happening. Any man walking on the street can be killed. It was
especially in addition and a politician.
Yes.
The vice chancellor of Gaddafi University was killed the day before I arrived in Calcutta.
Old gentleman?
And he was retiring, was still in activity, but he was soon retiring. And he was working from in the university campus to his room, not far, I'm sure, but I saw him walk, and he was killed by one of these.
That's right.
That's right, so somebody of the same time, exactly. And he was not a politician at all, he had no political activities.
Still nowadays they're having strikes every day, big marches.
Strikes, perhaps, yes, but no kidding.
Yeah, and just before I left there, they had a big strike where some of the younger communist kids, they got on the street and they stopped all the buses, traffic, and told the drivers to leave their cars. They burned a couple cars and buses. But it's not as bad as it used to be.
Actually, there was no government.
At that time, yes. There was a lack of authority. In Vrindavan, there has never been such kind of problem.
Yes. And the airport, these international flights, they are not going. They stop only to take petrol. No passengers going. That has hampered very much India's tourist department. Because no respectable respect one, no airlines. Just like VOAC and other big, they are not doing. The minister of tourist department, he several times requested that you all come. There are no tourists coming in India.
Where is your mosque in Vrindavan? In Vrindavan proper?
Yes. You have been in Vrindavan. What did you say?
I did not say, I was just visiting.
I see.
And it was lovely.
There is a place, Raman Desi. There is a place, Raman Desi. Did you see that Oriental Philosophical Institute?
It was not yet started at that time.
No, it was 1970. No, when you went to Vrindavan?
36 or 7.
36? Oh, it was that time. Yes. Raman Reti, there is a road from Vrindavan to connecting with the road from Delhi to Agra.
Yes.
That road is called Satikra, Satikra Road. So on that road, we have got auto. It is locally known as Raman Reti.
After
Matsar. After Matsar.
It is
Vrindavan. That is a shortcut. Formerly, the road is very old road. It's from Delhi to Vrindavan. Taking a turn at the place known as Chatika. So, on that road, we are constructing our temple.
Constructing? No.
No, it's
finished. It
is finished. Huh?
That you have
furnished.
It's bought somewhere. But there is a
whole shrine. Huh?
It is not a
new
construction.
Yes. No, formerly I was saying, I've got my place there also. One of the oldest temple. Radha Damodar temple. Radha Damodar. This temple was established by Jiva Goswami. There are seven important temples. Govindaji's temple, Madan Mahan, Radha Damodar, Radha Raman, Radha Sansunda.
Radha Giridhar.
Not Giridhar. That's good. Madan.
Radha Gopinath.
Gopinath, yes. Gopinath temple, Madan Mohan temple, Radha Damodar temple, Sansunda, and Gokulananda.
Yes.
Gokulananda. These are whole seven temples. Later on, other big temples, Ranganath temple, and Gaikwad temple like that, Jaipur temple, they came into existence. But there are 5,000 temples in Vrindavan's city, municipal area. Practically each house is a temple. Every house there is Radha Krishna deity and being worshipped by some devotees. The Arya Samadhi movement, you know something about Arya Samadhi, Dayananda Saraswati. He made vigorous propaganda against temple worship. Nobody cares. Nobody.
Even now?
Huh?
Even now, nobody is. Nobody is.
Now, their influence is gone. Harita.
No more
reactive. They cannot actually, because whatever activity they have, they finish. They stop and energy is gone.
How long will you stay in Paris?
I am going on Sunday morning.
From?
Yes.
And then you stay even longer.
I stay there 1 week.
1 week.
And then, on the 23rd.
So it's 26th.
Hmm? Yeah, 23rd.
Huh? 23rd, we fly. June 23rd, we fly to Sydney, we start on Monday.
Be very hot now.
Huh?
Be very hot now in Bombay.
Now it is, might be raining.
Yes, it
might be. Because from 10th June,
monsoon
begins. Bombay is not too hot. As Vrindavan. Vrindavan is very hot. Vrindavan is very hot.
You go back to India, you can, you're welcome to stay in our temples.
In
Vrindavan, we have Mayapur,
Navadvipa,
and we also purchased some very nice land outside of Bombay. Hyderabad,
and
Calcutta.
In Delhi also we have a
very nice checking
there. What's the
office? It's in West End, it's very close to the airport.
And in Calcutta?
Yes.
Kamath Street.
Near Kamath
Street. Kamath. 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 Hindi High School. Very nice old, it was called the Great Capital. It used to be occupied by some governors.
Just.
During that time of the Naxalites, you had mentioned after that program, you said due to our, the effect of our program, it stopped all that Naxalite movement.
Yes.
Because very shortly after we had that tunnel in the Maidan, the whole Naxalite movement was finished.
Yes.
You said due to that, because we purified the
atmosphere,
Chanting Hare Krishna. The government could do nothing. The police were helpless.
And the festival in Sydney will be a long time.
Sydney festival is for how many days?
On the 29th. One day, 29th
of June. Well, the after festival, like the Jagannath Puri.
You standing up over there? This is better. Yeah.
It's warmer.
How are you feeling? When we went to visit you in your office, and wasn't sure when you could come because you were not feeling very well.
I'm not feeling very well.
What is your age?
I got cold.
No.
Age. Oh, I shall be 70 after disease.
I'm also 78. But your health is better than me. You have got your natural teeth?
Yes.
Oh, that's very good.
Nice,
Yes, it's nice. Yes, it's nice.
Not too noisy. I wonder about. Because you are on the small street here.
Tonight, Srila Prabhupada is giving conference to South Bayon.
Yes, I know. Too much.
This is a picture, I do not know how they are collected.
From Yogeshwar.
It is supposed that the gopis are looking to the picture of Krishna. Is it not?
Yes. It's very light.
But this picture also appears to be searching out only Buddha.
Only what? Usha.
Usha, yes.
Yes, that's right. She showed her a picture. She showed it because she had never seen Aniruddha.
She saw only in dream. So this her friend, Chitraleka, she showed that, find out whom you dreamed. But then she pointed out.
I remember.
Yes.
The
Bhagavad. Yes.
I could not recognize from this.
So immediately she brought from Dwarkadham Palace direct to the palace of Usha.
Bhumasura?
What is his name?
Bhumasura.
Manas. The picture, what is that picture? Find out. Bhanasura was appreciating. Oh, very nice couple. But he had to challenge, why you have entered my palace? And talking with my unmarried guard.
This is the Krishna book that Srila Prabhupada has written. It's a summary of the 10th canto. And all these paintings, these are done by our artist in New York.
Traffic is rather thick now, it's pretty not as it's
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Sorbonne.
What's the famous French
university? He's a big man. Actually, it's not famous, it's infamous.
Hmm?
No?
Hmm?
Actually, they're not famous, they're infamous.
No, high infamous. That's him. Why did you say infamous?
I thought fame only referred to devotees.
Huh?
I thought fame is to be referred to as poor devotees.
That is your sentiment, but practical war, he's a scholar, he's a an headman of the department, and he was, he must be famous.
I just saw that. Maybe you knew the latest headline from the newspapers today where President Nixon is found innocent.
Ah. How's that?
They said he's found innocent.
Who?
President Nixon.
In the court?
Yeah, because you know about the Watergate case. He was caught.
How do you know the story?
Huh?
You know the incident?
Yeah.
He's found by who?
Yes, by the whole government. He had done some cheating and campaigns, making secret tape recordings against the other party.
He did?
Yes.
And he still is innocent?
He paid so many millions, thousands and thousands of dollars. His party, the Republican Party, they put microphones and everything in the convention of the Democrats and had spies and everything in order that he could find out their tricks. He had paid all these men and they were all fired.
Yeah, that is not bad, because in politics you have to do that. Everyone does so. But it's Nixon's fault.
But only he got caught. And all of his men quit.
I don't know, suppose you are my rival. So I wanted to know your secrecies. So I make some mechanical arrangement. But that is not fault. Everyone does. Why do you expect that he will not do that? He must do that. If you are my rival or enemy, to know your secrecy, I must endeavor to do everything. As you are doing, so I am.
They were bribing men, they paid him money and everything to us.
Yes. So bribing men, everybody is going on.
According to the American government, it's illegal to each person has its own plans, and it's illegal to find out the others. But now they say he's innocent.
Court case.
The United States government. They had a big trial and everything. They found tapes and everything, but there was some missing tapes. They could not directly send him for the whole thing. He said, I didn't know anything about it. He said, my men were just doing it. I never told them to do it. They did it on their own. For me, they liked me so much. They were just doing it. I never paid them.
Isn't the Kshatriya of qualities that used to be trustworthy?
No. When there is political gain, everyone does everything to gain his victory.
Just like hearing the important
in qualities, these things are allowed. Just like killing, fighting, bhakti or finding, that killing is allowed. But killing is not allowed generally. Krishna has killed so many. If you take from moral point of view, and sometimes in moral, he has killed his maternal uncle, Kamsa. And Shishupal. Shishupal is his cousin brother. And Balaram killed Rukma. Once he saves him, and another time, that only with her marriage or something like that. Balaram kills Rukma, the brother of Rukmini. They're family relatives. But there are some misunderstanding in chess playing that other party, Rukma, is cheating by tricks. Balaram becomes so angry they kill him. So in politics among the Kshatriyas, these things are not uncommon.
Isn't that not good? Because like the politicians nowadays, that when they are running their campaign, they say so many lies and everything to the public, that when I am elected I will do this and I will do that. And they do so many, they pay off so many people in order that they can become elected. So always the good persons, or I guess they also have to cheat in order to get in position. But usually they...
Therefore we have started our political activity. It is not good. It will be hampering to our spiritual understanding.
Because we will also have to do that.
If you want to dance, you cannot be a sad. That's the Bengali proverb. Naste bose bhumtata. You understand Bengali? No.
Thank
you. So when you are going to dance, a girl, our lady is supposed to dance in the platform and the stage. And when she came, she saw thousands of people. Then she drew her veil, what is called? Gunta. Became a little ashamed. So, you are going to dance or you use of veiling yourself. So similarly, when one takes part in politics, if you don't take all the tactics of politics, then you cannot gain ground.
But more and more of the people, especially in America, they are seeing this, how these politicians are cheating. Because every year, in every campaign, the same politician is saying, I will do this, I will do that. And when he gets into office, he never does anything. But maybe now this time, when Krishna conscious devotees are running, and they are showing the people what rascals, just like Balabhadra on TV, he was saying, how can these people be leaders? When they are themselves
that is a fact.
Slaughter, drinking, smoking,
that is a fact. But why the leader? The public also drinks.
Yes.
They also anchor a slaughterhouse. So if you say to the public that they cannot be leader, then there is no leader. They cannot find out any leader. The public will understand that I also eat meat, I also drink, do the same thing. Why the leader should be something saintly person? After all, he is our leader. So we are of the same character. So why we need us should be something different. They cannot understand.
Therefore we must see.
Yes. Suppose I am thief and somebody accuses you that he is a thief. Well, I don't take it seriously because I know I am also thief. That does not appeal. Because it is folly to be wise where ignorance is bliss. If everyone is thief, if you point out somebody that he is thief, he cannot be trusted, then he knows that I am also thief. It is not a big problem. I am also thief. Unless the whole public is sinless, he cannot appreciate a sinless leader. Territory must be defined. This is natural. If I am thief, so what is the use of accusing you by other? He is also thief. You take that we are all thieves, all cousin brothers. So why this man should be only accused?
It's not a vicious circle though, without a pure leader, they cannot
understand. The vicious circle, they will not be able to understand. Because he is also vicious.
Therefore, just like Krishna during the battle of Kurukshetra, he told Arjuna to do so many things. He told you to survive. When he said, Aswatthama has been killed. He said, Aswatthama, the elephant. He said, the elephant.
Yes, that was the fact is.
So also when the Karna, Arjuna killed Karna when he offers chariot.
The difficulty is, it is folly to be wise while ignorance is bliss. Better you keep yourself ideal character, the people can see that here is an ideal group of men. Otherwise, in politics, they're feeling the necessity of an honest leader, but they are themselves disarmed. So when you point out that this leader is dishonest, they do not very much appreciate. There is a story in this connection, I'll tell you, that one man was drunkard. So his friend said, you are drinking, you'll go to hell. Oh, my father also drinks. Oh, he'll also go to hell. My mother also drinks. Oh, she'll also go to hell. And these are all the family members. They scrutinized the study. They all of them were drunkards. The man who was accused of drinking, he said, if everyone is going to hell, then hell is heaven. Because my father is going there, mother is going there, my brother is going there, I shall go there, it is heaven. Where is hell?
Heaven is where all my friends are.
So this is the position. As soon as you point out this man is dishonest and he scrutinized everyone is dishonest, then what is dishonesty? It is all honesty. Because if the whole business is dishonesty, then there is no question of honesty. Let it go on. That is public opinion. Why one should be unnecessarily honest? If the whole world is dishonest and the dishonest world is going on, then where is the harm? But if you are becoming the same thing, it is folly to be wise or ignorance is bliss.
That's exactly what people are saying.
We have to give them a place to go where they can come if they want.
Just like Kali, Parikshit Maharaj gave Kali 4 places. He could not find out. First of all, he gave him 4 places. Okay. These 4 places he can go. But he could not find out such place. So he was embarrassed. So now there is no question of finding out. For everywhere you go, the same to 4 principles. Formerly, it was very difficult to find out the place where these things are going on. Now everywhere you go, these 4 things are meant principles of life. So that they cannot very much appreciate this privatory principles. They are very long there.
It's just the opposite then. Now there's no place where Maharaj Preeti can go.
Yes.
Find a spiritual atmosphere.
Some of our men, at least one, left our association. He thought that this is denying the primary necessities of life. Rai Rama.
Yes.
He left for this reason, that we do not allow the bare necessities of life, illicit sex, intoxication. Again, he was first class criminal on this account, but he could not give it up, therefore left.
In San Francisco, and he said, Swamiji will not be successful because he doesn't allow free love
yes.
in his movement. He said, that's why I had to leave, because there was no place for me and my boyfriend. He was not attracted to having a girl, but he had a boy.
Yes.
That boy used to be also your scientist. He was from Harvard University.
That's Neil.
Yeah, Neil. And he told me that Swamiji will not be successful in his movement because he will not allow free love. I just saw him in San Francisco before I went to India 2.5 years ago. We were trying to get him to come back to the temple.
No, he cannot give up his bad habits. Now the Christian church is giving liberty, man-to-man marriage. Most unnecessary.
Previously they didn't allow divorce. The first principle was there's no question of divorce. Then so many people began leaving the Catholic Church. So then they allowed divorce. And then they did not allow abortion. So again, so many people left religion. Now they allow abortion. And now they are allowing man-to-man marriage.
Yes.
They compromise just to keep their followers.
The matter is money.
And that is freedom. So Rai Ramana left because such freedom is not allowed here.
Yes.
So we have to allow this freedom, like the church.
There's one survey done by a college, a university, Michigan State,
Guru Kanuga Maharaj researched it and said 94% of the people in America do believe there's a God, but only 35% will go to church. And that's very much what they in the churches in England. They don't trust them. But 94% believe there is God.
Because the church could not help them in understanding God. The Christian church has no idea what is God. Therefore, there is no name of God. Actually, they have no idea about God. Is there?
I was raised up a very strict Catholic, going through Catholic school until I was 15 years old. But I could not, they were trying to teach love of God, but I could not see that they were also loving God. Even the head priest, he was found having illicit sex relationships with one of the young nuns. And she became pregnant by that, and he had to leave. They quietly sent him away without anybody knowing. But later on it came out.
That is going on everywhere.
And I saw what it's like, how they're not even loving God. They're teaching loving God, but I could not see it.
He said that Vivekananda was doing that. He said, just tell me.
Once I met a little old lady on the streets of Denver when I was a student.
Old lady.
She was walking down the street. She was all bent over. And she asked me what I was doing. And I showed her a magazine and explained that we were teaching Krishna consciousness. Oh, is this yoga? I remember way back when Vivekananda came here. Have you ever heard of him? So she began talking about Vivekananda. She said that she was there when he made his tour. She was in Denver when he made his tour of the United States, and that he stopped there for one meeting and lectured, and she went there to see that meeting. But she said that all in all, she was disgusted with him because he was so much attracted to the women. She said that he was victimized by the women. They were all trying to get him. And she said, so when he went back to India, he was a broken man.
Yes. She took with him three women. One of them was Sister Nivedita.
Also, you told us in India about Aravinda and Ramakrishna. Aravinda, when that French woman came, he also fell to her, but just to cover it up, he has called her mother. Because in India, when you call someone mother...
No, everyone knows his mother and his father.
Yeah, right. Everyone, and they don't think there's no question of sex. When they think of mother and father, they don't think of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Also with Ramakrishna, he also had his divine mother. You told us a story in Calcutta.
Yes.
He was very debauched in the village. He used to chase the young women.
Mm.
His brother actually made him famous.
It is very difficult to not to be victimized by women. It is very difficult.
Unless you're victimized by Krishna first.
Yes. One, he is, what is called, captivated by the beauty of Krishna, then he is not victimized. Yadabadhi mama chitta Krishna padara vinda navanava dhama dantumasi yadabadhi batanari sangami smartamani bhavati mukhara vikara nishtima Madan Maha. Madan Dahan and Madan Maha. Unless one is captivated by the beauty of Krishna, he will be troubled by the arrows of the cupids. Madan Dahan. the Cupid is known. He has got arrow. If it pierces, then he becomes a victim.
Didn't find it necessary to enter into any kind of discussion with this French professor just now. There was no real discussion of philosophy. I was wondering why that didn't happen.
He did not raise any question. And he is simply translator. He has no philosophy. I asked him. It's philosophy. So I make comparative study. I think he did not like to enter into philosophy. Is it not?
Mm-hmm. Most of these gentlemen come here when they see you, begin talking with you. Like you said, they show their ignorance when they begin to speak, so they prefer not to speak. They always make some excuse that they have an appointment. And they know that if they speak, they'll be in real trouble.
Yes. Tavat cha sovate murtha, javat kinchin navata. A foolish man is very nice as long as he does not speak. As soon as he speaks, his foolishness will be captured. So therefore sometimes they do not like to talk. Remain as a nice man. Without being discovered.
I think maybe the first gentleman who was here who said he was talking about experiencing God, he said actually God, I experienced God, but actually God's beyond my experience. You gave him such a hard time that I think he must have made phone calls for all these other men. Beware, be careful of Bhaktivedanta Swami. He was very dangerous.
I told him that you have no experience.
He turned so red when you said, but you, how are you saying you have experience? You just said God is beyond your experience. And then he says, I never said that. You put those words into my mouth. I whispered in his ear, we have it on tape. We'll play it back for you.
Oh, we have got Krishna. We are not up there. And challenging anyone. I believe on that formula. Navana duskitanam muha prabhadantinava. I believe that verse very strongly. That anyone who has not surrendered to Krishna or is not Krishna, he must be within the list. Duskitana muha naradhava maya prasadhyana asari dhamma. I have explained that verse. A little elaborate. Read it. It is very interesting. Very satsarupa.
Namanduskritino mutha padyante naradhava maya prasajana asaram bhavamashitaha. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lost among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita that simply by surrendering oneself under the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality, Krishna, one can surmount the stringent laws of material nature. At this point, a question arises. How is it that educated philosophers, scientists, businessmen, administrators, and all these leaders of ordinary men do not succeed? Manu, Vyasa, Devala, Asita, Janaka, Kalad, Bali, and later on, Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, Sri Chaitanya, and many others, who are faithful philosophers, politicians, educators, and scientists, etc.,
Surrender unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Person, the all-powerful authority. Those who are not actually philosophers, scientists, educators, administrators, etc., but who pose themselves as such for material gain, do not accept the plan or path of the Supreme Lord. They have no idea of God. They simply manufacture their own worldly plans and consequently complicate the problems of material.
Everyone comes, they say, five people are suffering. They're concerned with the people suffering. Actually, not. That's a plea only. As if he has taken the task of minimizing the suffering of the man.
Mm.
He poses himself as very philanthropic. Actually, he cannot do it. Mm.
Because material energy, nature, is so powerful, it can resist the unauthorized plans of the atheists and bow to the knowledge of the planning conditions.
Mm.
The atheistic characters are prescribed herein by the word Deus Pertina, or Miscreant. Pertina means one who has performed meritorious work. The atheistic plan maker is sometimes very intelligent and meritorious also, because any gigantic plan, good or bad, must take intelligence to execute. But because the atheist's brain is improperly utilized in opposing the plan of the Supreme Lord, the atheistic plan maker is called Deus Pertina, which indicates that his intelligence and efforts are misdirected. In the Gita, it is clearly mentioned that material energy works
fully. That's like in Paris, these nice buildings, nice paths, nice everything, they require brain. There's no doubt about it. But they have been used for woman and wife. That is there. He has come. People come to see Paris and just for that. What is that? Theater? Yes. And we have heard from our childhood that Paris is a place where people can go and enjoy prostitution. I mean, well, children. I told you this. So, this city is undoubtedly a constructed with good merit. But it is used for simple activity. Nobody goes there. It's a beautiful church. Nobody goes there. But beautiful that theater, because there is naked dance of Yungo. There will be speaking. Church is later and only the tourists come to see the churches. Not that such an important city, always glorification of God is going on. Just like we are trying to do, take prasadam, worship the deity, chant Hare Krishna. That would have been the activities of these beautiful churches. But there is no such activity. Because people are discreet. They have got married to construct very nice, wonderful building. But it is meant for simple activities. It is sex, intoxication, gambling, and so on. And poor women, they are victimized by these aspects. That's all. Then?
In the Gita, it is clearly mentioned that material energy works fully under the direction of the Supreme Lord. It has no independent authority. It works as the shadow moves in accordance with the movements of the object. But still, material energy is very powerful, and the atheist, due to his godless temperament, cannot know how it works, nor can he know the plan of the Supreme Lord. Under illusion and the modes of passion and ignorance, all his plans are baffled, as in the case of Hiranyakashipu and Ravana, whose plans were smashed to dust, although they were both materially learned as scientists, philosophers, administrators, and educators. These Dushpratinas, or miscreants, are of four different patterns as outlined below. Number one, the mudhas. Those who are grossly foolish, like hard-working beasts of burden,
they want to enjoy the fruits of their labor by themselves and do not want to part with them for the Supreme. A typical example of the beast of burden is the ass. This humble beast is made to work very hard by his master. The ass does not really know for whom he works so hard, day and night. He may remain satisfied by filling his stomach with a bundle of grass, sleeping for a while under fear of being beaten by the master, and satisfying his sex appetite at the risk of being repeatedly kicked by the opposite party. He asks in poetry and philosophy sometimes, but this brain only disturbs others. This is the position of the foolish, prudent worker who does not know for whom he should work. He does not know that karma, action, is meant for japa, sacrifice. Most often, those who work very hard day and night to clear the burden of self-created duties say that they have no time to hear of the immortality of the living being. In such mudhas, material gains, which are destructible, are life's all in all. Despite the fact that the mudhas enjoy only a very small fraction of the fruit of labor. Sometimes they spend sleepless days and nights for fruit of gain. And although they may have ulcers or indigestion, they are satisfied with practically no food. They are simply absorbed in working hard day and night for the benefit of illusory masters. Ignorant of their real master, the foolish workers waste their valuable time serving mammon. Unfortunately, they never surrender to the Supreme Master of all masters, nor do they take time to hear of him from the proper sources.
Generally, we see now, especially in the Western country, they are working so hard, the master is wine and all. Yes. Is it not? They have made their master wine and all. In Paris, you see, everywhere on the street, they are drinking and talking. In Germany also I've seen. You have been in Germany?
Amsterdam, same way.
Amsterdam is a place simply for prostitutes.
The center.
And this is very prominent in the Western country, which we are asking that no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex. These things are only thing in jail.
Eliminate those, there's nothing left to live for.
Yes, that is Rai Ramat. Yes.
You are taking away.
I am denying the bad necessities of life. Manushanam Sahasrita, Kastrija Dhrishita. Who will try for becoming perfect in this way? Very disappointing. But still, Krishna is so kind. They are helping so many. They are doing, actually. Now let's give it. That is the astonishment in India. They give me credit, this, that how it has become possible that these European boys, American boys and that, they have taken to this path. That they are surprised.
You don't have such a good reputation in India?
Yes.
You don't have a very good reputation in India?
Very good reputation, that we have become perfect Vaishnav.
He means the American people, or Western people themselves.
Uh-huh. They must be cynic, crazy, another edition of hippies, like that. They say that.
So they think that they won't allow even a Westerner to marry their daughter because the Westerners have a reputation of marrying for a week and then flying away. So they think like that of people, even of our own men. Sometimes the Indian girls wanted to marry with the
brahmacharis, the American brahmacharis, but the parents would not allow him. And they said, after you're married a week, he'll just run away back to the country and leave you here. They're thinking like that about the Westerners, that they
had the brahmacharis.
The life is so fast.
Had the brahmacharis things.
One of our men has done so. You know, there, what is his Ramanuja?
No,
the Mexican boy?
At that boy in Bombay, he married one Indian girl.
He's staying.
So, yeah, Jagat Purush.
But he has not left, that is it.
No.
But he can't leave anyone. No, he's not American, he's devotee.
Yes.
Therefore, he's 11. What is the next program? Is there any program?
Big holiday.
Today?
Today.
What time?
Very well. You'll be speaking around 8:30.
Alright.